Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with Rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do. It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolyte.
Yeah, it's got electrolyte.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolyx, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. Welcome to Tonight in Mobile with your friend, Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder Boom. This is a great night. I'm glad, and I'm still on the air after 3 weeks. I haven't gotten into Grant. I am going to bust him up. Thank you there, Philip. You know, the thing is, you guys don't ever hear, you rarely hear from Philip, but he's like my own private engineer cheering section. He keeps me in line. You know, yeah, and he does a good job at it. I'm still nervous getting over the butterflies. I want to tell Kyrie and Cairo and Ariel and Tatum good night. It's time to go to bed. These are adult conversations. I'm once again wearing my MOB t-shirt given to me by Bienville Books and Gifts, Bienville Souvenirs on 5 North Joachim Street, North Jackson Street in downtown Mobile. Pop in, ask Gary to give you a pair of grass sandals. They're the only place you can find them, but I'm very grateful that he gave me my MOB shirt. I want to send out a big prayer to 2nd Precinct Squad 2. Keep them in your prayers. They need the strength right now. And also, never underestimate what police go through. I'm biased because my profession has been that way for 32 or 33 years, but we oftentimes forget that police officers are human beings also, just like everyone else. We think, we dream, we cry, we hurt, and we're not robots. We're human beings like everyone else with a higher calling of service and duty, but still human beings worthy of praise and prayer. So if everyone can just keep that squad in mind and say a prayer for them. Our topic tonight is role model. But I'm going to say this before we go to our first break. The definition of role model is a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. The part that's important there is imitated by others. What kind of society do you want when a person criticizes a criminal? Any criminal, but especially a murderer. I believe murder is the highest offense in a society. And then there are people who decide to defend that murderer by not criticizing him. The words to describe a murderer, a brute beast, are not enough. I believe anyone that murders, especially a child, should be called whatever comes to mind. And what's troubling are the people who refuse to say that. The people who by default not saying anything, by default are defending it. And folks, whatever role model we hold up as a society, thank you, Joe, as a society, that's what you'll get more of. Whatever you incentivize, whether it's financially or materially, or if it's attention, that's what you get more of. And I say this because I said last week, watch who says what and who doesn't say anything at all. Watch that with the incidents, high-profile incidents we had in Mobile and in Pritchard, surrounding areas. If we're at this time not going to say a murderer is wrong and leave it there, then we have to be careful of holding people up in high positions and giving them attention and respect. Murder is wrong. We can all agree on it. There's just some degrees of murder that are more heinous than others. Whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others? That's the frightening part, because all too often the the role models or anti-role models that we have in society aren't promoting family. They aren't promoting true equality. You cannot have equality with favoritism of any type. It has to be the same for everyone. But when our society has reached a point that drug addicts can have statues built up for them, that murderers can have $250,000 GoFundMe page, that public officials or public leaders aren't willing to say that is wrong, they'd rather try to criticize or intimidate guys who speak out against it. Whatever, a society is a reflection of its desire. If we don't want vagrants on every street corner and laying out in front of government buildings, we wouldn't have them. If we didn't want kids who graduate high school and can't read, write, and count, you wouldn't have it. So the idea that one person can speak for an entire group and be that group's role model is disturbing to me. We're going to get to the positive side. I'm going to read off your father's names. Joe, send me your father's name, and I'll read it on air. We'll get to that. But this is something that has to be said right now. We've played this game too nicely for too long. I've heard all of these words about there's going to be a race war. I don't believe that. If someone bothered Philip, I would injure them for him. I would defend him with my life. What we are coming to is a class of cultures. You're right, Grant. We're coming to a clash of cultures. If you believe in family education, employment, and discipline, foundation on God, as Christ said, behold my sister and my brother, then we go against the side that believes in society being broken down, single-parent homes. You don't have to read, write, and count. You don't have to cut your grass. You can put a basketball goal up in your front yard and kill the grass in your neighborhood. No, the clash is going to be cultural, good versus evil. It's been painted different ways, as in ethnicity or color or where you live. It isn't. I talk to my brothers all the time about where we live and how peaceful it is, and we enjoy it because we all share the same culture. There are retirees on my cul-de-sac. There's old people on my cul-de-sac, working people. Everyone has dogs, which is annoying because I never get a break from the barking, but we all share the same culture in that we take care of our property. We are thoughtful to one another by not playing loud music at night. We don't domestic violence with one another. But that's because we have a shared culture. We have shared ideas. As I read the definition last week, we have shared ideas and values. That's the clash. And folks, it just comes down to good and evil. And you judge a tree by the fruit it bears. Who's promoting good and who is promoting evil? Leaders unite. Leaders bring forth the commonality. They know when to back up. They know when to push hard. They can talk to anyone, anytime, anywhere. I've been given that title before. I'm flattered that people see any good in me because I know the bad in me, but I'm flattered. But who do you want standing in front of you giving you information? Do you want someone who's going to patronize you and pat you on your head and never hold you accountable? Or do you want someone who's going to tell you the truth? I know them big women wearing that spandex would like somebody to just tell them what makes them feel good, but you won't get that from Big Mahogany. You won't get that from me. Philip, I got to make sure they're listening. I got to make sure they're awake. But I had to start off with the role model issue. And remember, folks, I never talk about people. I talk about principles. I talk about behavior. And if you assign that to someone, when I describe behavior, then you don't ask me who am I talking about. You ask yourself, why did you assign that behavior to them? And the answer is quite simple, because I described what that person is doing. I have no political interest. I'll never be a politician. But I think we should hold everyone responsible for their words and everyone accountable for their actions. We're coming up on a break. So we'll be back after a couple of minutes, but the text line is open. Send in your father's name. We'll read it on air. 251-343-0106. If you call in on the phone line, remember, I only have about an hour's show, so let's keep your comments to about 12 seconds. We'll be right back after this break. I hope you guys enjoy Run DMC and put those babies to bed. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be right back. Thank you. Get into the theme of the evening. Hello, Lady Maximus and Jason. Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, 266 East I-65 Service Road. Their phone number is 251-479-4653 Gold or 479 Gold. Go over see Ed, Sandra, Braxton, JJ, Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly. They have everything you need there except babysitting services. They cash checks. I bought several firearms, power tools, several pieces of jewelry. Braxton, don't laugh there. But they have everything you need. Just stop in and see them. And after you go there, go over to 2172 St. Stephen's Road to Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic and see my friend James Gordon. He can straighten you out whether you've been in a car accident or you just feel bad or you need an adjustment on your back. I use him myself. His phone number is 251-583-1600. Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic. And I have to talk about the Youth Reach Gulf Coast, which is a Christian Center residential home located in Summerdale, Alabama. They have an 81-acre campus, and they offer year-long service, full service, at no cost to men and their families. Any man between the age of 18 and 22 and staff and families live and work there. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to know hope, be restored, and to belong. It's voluntary, but they have been known to work with the court systems. So they are into reforming. My good friend, buddy, Craig Jennings, works with them. I think the world of him. And if you're interested in what they may have, go to their website, yrgc.org. Newdrawlics is celebrating their 50th year anniversary today. And, of course, Newdrawlics is my title sponsor tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Newdrawlics. I'm fortunate to have friends that work there that saw good in the work we're trying to do. They're located at 311 Eyrie Court, one block east of I-65 off Spring Hill. They can satisfy all of your hydraulic hose, tubing, and fitting needs. So when you think about industrial hose, Newdrawlics.com or call them at 251-471-1591. Ask for Street Jesus. He'll be more than happy to put you in contact with Jonathan, Michael, Jacob, Wesley. And then ask for Anna because she's the longest. She and Wade have been there since the business began. I think Wade began as a teenager. But if you need anything from them, check them out first because they are helping Tonight in Mobile stay on the air. Role model, a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. And I couldn't find a better role model than Jesus Christ. When Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. There can't be a better role model than that. There can't be anyone who set a better example of patience and kindness. And that's why we need, Maximus, I see you. Don't be jealous. And that's why we need better role models. Tonight's show is dedicated to fathers. Since Father's Day is next Sunday, you'll get a TV dinner in the same tie you got for Christmas. They found it and put it back on the air. John B. Thompson was an outstanding father to Ernest Charles Trubig Jr. He's retired major at USAF. He passed away in 2010. When I think about the men that were inspirational in my life, my father, Johnny M. Young, of course, if I could be 10% of the man he is, I'll be successful. My older brother, Michael, my twin brother, Marcus, just incredible men, they are. I'm the fallen fruit, you know, I'm the prodigal son. But we have to get back to fathers being in homes, being the role models, strong and industrious, working hard, providing for their family, professing their love through provision. John Akins, when I was in high school, I ate as many dinners at his house as I did at mine. Donald Shepherd Sr. and Jr. These are great men that I went through SWAPA with Shep Jr., but his father embraced me And, you know, when I went up for the Shep's wedding, everyone was saying, oh, you look so much like Mr. Shepherd. He might be your son. And after Pop had enough of it, he said, he ain't mine, but if he was, I'd be proud to have him. Those are the types of men we need. Bubba Drobbelbiss, his real name is Kenneth Ralph Drobbelbiss, senior and junior. I was one of my best friends coming up before he got married and broke up the band. Daniel Bumpers, the head coach, basketball coach that I played for at Baker, had an amazing influence on my life. Bart Stanley, who passed away 20 years ago after being married for a short period of time. Andy Akins, who was Coach John Akins' son. We were great friends, and he's married with 5 children, has a great ministry in Georgia. Mikey Barnett, he's always online. I sent him a message the other day. I just enjoy his pictures that he put up with him and his kids playing and being around each other and training boxing and MMA. John Forward and his son. I always say goodnight to Cairo and Kyrie. Excellent role model. You know, Miles Blakely, that's Tatum's father. That's why I say goodnight to them. You know, Bert Richard Jennings, who is Craig Jennings' father, an amazing influence on them. John Veland, another father of a good friend of mine. We would go over and he'd grill steaks. I could go to my friend's house without my friends being there. You know, Horatio Wilson, well, I grew up in Hillsdale. Horatio was at Shaw, and he was just an incredible basketball player. He's been married 30 or 40 years now. Randy Hollingsworth, someone else I graduated high school with. Carsten Sneed has raised 10 children with his wife, Keisha, and they're celebrating their 21st anniversary this month. Just incredible examples of role models. And Port City Patriots, we have to get back to positive role models. We cannot continue allowing television and media and politicians to tell us who we should listen up to. Good evening, John. My dad, John Paul Jones, retired. Hey, John Paul. Yeah, right. I need to hear things like that. Your dad deserves to have his name read. Melvin Jones Jr. Bob Jackson, who served 31 years in law enforcement. Bobby Jackson, I'm sorry, served 31 years in law enforcement. Philip Garrett, he was the chief of police. He raised a son that is now in the department. Paul Prine Jr., whom I've known 30 years. He's raised an incredible holy family. These are men that have set the standard we should continue following as they follow Christ. Jeffrey Wayne Mobley is my father. You know, that's who taught. Let me read this to you guys. Jeffrey Wayne Mobley is my father. He taught me right. He's been with me through everything. He worked for Alabama Power Company for 33 years. Happy birthday, Dad. Mob Dog. I knew I could count on you. John Paul Jones, retired educator from Williamson High School, taught me strong work ethic, how to communicate properly, and patriotism. That's right, Mark. That's what we need more of. We have to remind ourselves that we weren't always in this place. You know, we got here because our families broke down and we no longer held to the idea of what good is. We let bad take over. And as long as we allow gun-toting, tight pants-wearing, shower shoes in public men be representative of men, of any man, of all men, we will continue this self-perpetuating cycle of failure because we have to outgrow this at some point. We have to have strong men. Men from the 70s, men from the time that they worked and provided for the family. Maybe they were rough around the edges. Maybe they did not hug you. Maybe he did not play video games with you. My dad bought us it was a knockoff Atari system, Philip. It wasn't an Atari. It was a knockoff Atari, but he bought it for us, and I don't think he ever played a game with us, though he made sure we had one. He showed his love by providing for us and feeding us and clothing us. He stepped in when he needed to, when we came home that day in December to an empty house. Those are the role models we need. We need our children looking up to men like us, like Port City Patriots, not an entertainer. There's not a single entertainer I think represents family well enough. NBA players are going broke because they're having children outside of marriage. They're questioning the manner in which our Constitution is applied. And this is something I wonder. If so many people are unhappy living here, why do they fight to stay here? If they hate our government, they hate our ethics, they hate our values so much, why remain? So these are the things, Port City Patriots, we have to consider, that every time we walk outside as men, I've made this conclusion. I've decided that whenever I go speak, and I'll speak anywhere, anytime, everywhere I go, I will always wear a collared shirt. I want these young men to see what getting old looks like. I don't want them to see me dressed like them with my hat turned sideways, doing these extravagant, extraordinary handshakes with them and speaking to them at kid level. I will speak to them as an adult because I must show them what older looks like. I cannot continue wearing jerseys and matching sneakers and hanging out at bars and clubs, speaking about how I'm going to take this blue pill and have a bunch of fun. I have to go home and sit down at some point. These kids need to see people getting older. So we're coming up on our second break. You guys tune in, call in 251-343-0106. Send us your text messages. I'll read your father's names live on the air. And this is our happy Father's Day celebration. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, we'll be right back. Good evening, Port City Patriots. We're back. That end of that commercial was perfect. My dad is not just a hero. He's my hero. And that's what we are encouraging. Samuel Wood sent me via text, a wise man comes with something to say. A foolish man just wants to say something. And that's what we have to get away from. We have too many loud mouth. You hear them before you see them. Too many arrogant look at me men that have never been taught discipline and self-control. Domestic violence is a leading cause of so many assaults in Mobile. And we can talk about it from the hurt people, and women go back because they're conditioned. But what if these young men, and I always start with men, they are not the only perpetrators of domestic violence. Many men are victims but don't report it. But what if we did have a society and a community that normalized husbands and wives? What if we had normalized a society of knowing when to walk away or knowing when to hold them and when to fold them? Or we normalized a society that put their family above themselves? With the incidents recently, some of them domestic related, we have to take this more seriously. If we can cut down on broken families, then surely domestic violence would diminish and decrease. So we have to take these things seriously and look at it from on all points range. But when I think about men like Ed Bush, RIP in 2020, and Pat Kramer, that raised an engineer, a radio engineer, that had such heavily influence on his life, here we are. Because men decided to be that representative. And we didn't just see it at home. We saw it everywhere we went. We saw men being adults everywhere. A text line Grant says, wear a shirt collar, have manners and values, wear a belt, pull up your pants. Nobody wants to see your crack or your gun if you're green or blue. And that's right. I don't care about the color of your skin. It's your behavior. It's a culture that we're talking about. And if I've assigned any descriptions to anyone you know, then that's on them. But if we don't straighten this out, Mobile, we're not going to legislate our way out of it. Whether you have to have a gun... Criminals have never cared about lawfully carrying weapons. If they did, they wouldn't have Glock switches. Criminals have never, ever cared about a law. Laws are for honest people. My daddy used to always say, locks are for honest people, because criminals will break the lock. So we have to get back to reinculcating culture that promotes family, education, employment, and discipline. And hopefully people will get saved and then make the foundation God. But this constant bickering and finger-pointing and saying, we need more money for this, we need more money for that, or let's dumb the test down because it's discriminatory against a group of people. Oh, he didn't have a chance because his parents were single. Listen, some of you know my story about after my parents divorced when I was 12. You know what happened for 2 years. And my dad showed up one day on Wisconsin Avenue. I'm going to tell you the house. I don't want you to make it a museum to JY. But that's what men do. They do the right thing. They stop and help a lady with a tire. Although nowadays women are probably saying, Philip, I don't need no man to help me lift this tire or something until they need someone to help them lift that tire, right?
Yep.
So we just have to get back to regular, normal family ideas. And, it, you know, and a father is more than just paternal bloodline. I can name many men that I've called and given me advice over the years. And when they see me, they hug me. And I, you know, when I was in high school and in college, riding the bench at Bishop State, there were plenty of people that I could go to their house and sit down and talk to. And we saw men emulated all the time. And high school and middle school and elementary school and church. I spoke to a group this past Saturday in Greenville, and I named some men in my church that I grew up. All we saw were husbands and wives. So if your role model is carrying a gun and he's loud and obnoxious and rude, and if you type into your search engine fights at Waffle House, fights at, and those have thousands of views, millions of views, but men like myself or Thomas Sowell, who are speaking to self-responsibility, only have a few hundred views. I'm not putting myself nearly in the class with Thomas Sowell, only making an example. Then you're only going to get more of what you promote. If you only get more of what you incentivize. If you incentivize broken homes and make normal baby mama and baby daddy, and I'm common law married, and if you make normal dis, dat, dim, and does, if you make normal fist fighting everywhere, if you, then that's what you're going to get more of. We are at a breaking point almost. We are at a breaking point now culturally, because where can we go and be around people like us? Where can we go and families are encouraged? With high school graduation, being respectful and thoughtful, who taught that? Where did they get that emulation from? You can't have a stripper, former stripper, become a singer who shakes her derriere every time she's on camera. That's not a role model for a little girl. I saw this videos with a toddler baby. This toddler baby must be three, and she's doing this dance called Boots on the Ground, and she's as well as she can for 3 years old, rocking her hips and gyrating. And then there are adult women or older women, some of these girls are teenagers, dancing with her. And then these grown adult men are picking this little girl up and holding her and taking pictures with her. What are we training her to do? What do we teach our boys when we yell at them and scream at them and tell them that they're supposed to be like this, or supposed, instead of just giving them a foundation to develop and learn and grow? What happens if you focus more on materialism and sports and entertainment and not math and science and language arts? This is what you get. That is what we're dealing with in the poor city. And I guarantee you 90% of the shooters in Mobile, the are from single-parent homes. I guarantee you there isn't a strong role model, male role model, positive role model in their life. I guarantee you their greatest influences they see are behaving just like them. And when men reach my age and still hold on to childish behaviors, the scripture says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I behaved as a child. When I became a man, I put those childish things away. Because men realized that they had to set an example for children. They realized these young boys were looking at them, and they wanted us for inspiration. We look, I'm all for meeting people where they are. But I have to go as I am to lift them up. We cannot continue dumbing ourselves down. And I'm with you, Grant. I don't want strippers talking to children. I don't want men my size wearing a 13 pump and excessive makeup reading books to children. Women should be upset about that also, because they are showing an exaggerated version of you. You should be offended anytime they say, just because a man puts on a skirt, a girdle, and a push-up bra, that he is now a woman. That's not a positive role model. Why in the world would we want that in our schools or our libraries or even in our churches, Philip? We have dumbed ourselves down that we allow that in our churches now. Well, how do we even get to that point?
I think even with churches, is they, like you talk about the Word of God, I mean, they kind of put the Bible in the background. They're thinking about, you know, how many people can they get in the church? How many warm bodies can they fill the pews with? And they'll kind of, you know, what is it, they give the self-help sermon
Instead of the call to repentance.
Exactly.
And that's what we really have to get back to. We are the author of our own destiny. Aim high. Thank you, Samuel Woods. And our destiny lies within sound decision-making. And we are both believers, Philip and I, and many of my friends, but there are some who are not. And but I still have them hold them to a moral standard that even if you don't believe in the Ten Commandments, you still know taking something from someone that else, something that isn't yours, is wrong. You still know that breaking into a car or fighting someone is wrong. So while our standard is Jesus, a common sense foundation is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's what we have to get back to. But as long as we are allowing man boys to be examples of what men are or male is, and there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. That just means a man has set boundaries. That means a man has set a standard that he will operate by and not willing to compromise it. And that's what we have to get back to. My daddy used to always say to me, I'd rather you respect me than love me. And I didn't understand that growing up until I became older. Because if you respect something, you won't harm it. Like, I respect my city. I pick up trash and paper wherever I see it. I'm going to close with this before we go to our last break. A quote from Thomas Sowell: "This is the hardest but most crucial task because it requires promoting the value of marriage, encouraging parental responsibility, and reforming or eliminating welfare policies that subsidize family breakdown. Strong families are the bedrock of any successful community. Those leaders and intellectuals who profit from the grievous industry and make excuses for cultural failure must be repudiated." That's the point we've reached. We have to now make normal again being in family, being high character, high morals, being thoughtful and considerate of others. Because Port City Patriots, this is our city, and it will only reflect the type of city we want. Yes, I can be hard on vagrants because where I live, they're everywhere, and they've stomped down the grass, and they're out begging. There are jobs available everywhere. So we need to make these things normal again. We're going up on our final break. Send in your names to 251-343-0106. We'll read them online. You're on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back. Guys, we're coming back. This is our last segment. Sam Woods says the first thing my father taught me was my prayers. And I think that's most kids from our generation, you know, now I lay me down to sleep. But we learn those prayers for purpose and reason, our foundation and our standard. And whenever a tragic event, a murder or a shooting happens, everyone already knows what I'm going to say. The brute beast needs to be locked up, no bond, sent to prison forever, or a re-education facility. But what I hear people who try to compromise the truth to accommodate murderous brute beasts, they'll say things like, we've got to come together as a community. It takes a village to raise a child. There is no compromise for good with evil. I can't come together with you if you compromise truth and what's right. Great, it takes a village. Well, why don't you create the village? Why is it that you, every time these incidents happen, yeah, I'm mad about it, but there's no but after that. You cannot continue saying but. I cannot come together because culturally we're not the same, even if we look the same. We don't have the same ideas. If you're willing to shoot into a school, shoot into a church, shoot into a home, if you're going to shoot an old lady in the parking lot or knock an old man upside the head, there's nothing for you and I to unite with. Anyone that compromises themselves to that point that says, we have to unite and come together, we're past coming together. Evil has taken its root and is not going to change. The evil that we're dealing with are reprobate minds. They don't see it as wrong anymore. They don't see it as wrong as being loud and cursing and shooting in the mall. Or if they did, they wouldn't do it. They don't see it as wrong to get a weapon and compromise it so it fires as a machine gun. They don't see that as wrong. So how can we come together? How do we don't even have a foundation to begin a discussion about coming together. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to go where you eat. I don't want you living next door to me. You know, the idea that this discussion, it takes a village. Well, true. Well, who's trying to form the village? Are we allowing the evil to develop the village or good? Who are we encouraging? Listen, whatever you incentivize, whether it's through GoFundMe or federal money or private donors, that's what you get more of. If you take the responsibility of family away from fathers and mothers, you'll get more broken families. If we reinculcate shame for men and women having children outside of marriage, we'll have less of it. But these are cliches that people throw out because they don't want to point the finger at the people who are wrong. They have to say these things, I'm mad, but it takes a village. We got to come together. Well, why don't you unite them? Philip, I get calls often where people say, hey, Jay, why have you spoken over here? Have you gone over there? And you already know I and John Ford will go anywhere and talk to anywhere at any time, right? You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But
I believe you, man.
Right. And I become so annoyed when people call me with their ideas. You implement that idea. You go forward with that plan. You don't be afraid anymore. We have been embarrassed and shamed into being afraid to speak truth. And I thank the Lord God Almighty that he has protected me. And I'm not foolish, Philip. I know sooner or later I'm going to step on the wrong toe. I'll talk about the sacred cow or say it at the wrong time. And then I'll have consequences. But as long as no one can ever tell me I'm lying, I'll take whatever happens. I can't fight it anymore. Jason, I don't know. He probably is. You know, some people have sold their souls to social organizations, and they can't see when they're wrong because they'll have to admit what they've been saying for 30 years was wrong. So they have to continue patronizing, lying, and deceiving. You know, it was a female politician or outspoken person that didn't want shooting into's to be classified as a Class A felony because it would disproportionately affect a certain group. But if that group wasn't shooting into vehicles and dwellings and businesses, they don't have anything to worry about. You know, Philip, I've never been arrested. I've never been handcuffed. I've never had guns pointed at me. I've been written tickets, but I've never feared those things because I never did anything to draw that attention. The role models I had taught me not what to do when a police stops you, but it taught me what to do to not get stopped by police. Don't commit crimes, don't go where crimes are committed, and don't associate with people who commit crimes. And those were just basic things that my role models taught me, and I heard it all the time. I didn't hear it once. I didn't have to go on a podcast. You can't just continue playing this silly game. We have to get to this point, Port City Patriots, that we aren't going to be silent anymore. If someone comes out against truth, we should come back exposing their lies. We can't take this anymore. We can't let people continually dividing us when you guys know we have more in common. Listen, if we don't talk about who you vote for or your favorite football team in the South, we're fine. And we don't have to talk about religion. But let's talk about what we do care about. Clean parks, paved roads, potholes filled, streets that aren't being flooded. Let's talk about the representation we have in our government, especially local government, up to state government. Let's talk about those things that all of us want. A safe city. All of us want that. But we have to begin saying something about it. We have to call out bad, negative, unproductive behavior. If kids are graduating and they can't read, write, and count, that's partly school fault, but why aren't the parents at PTA saying, hey, my kid can't spell his name? You know, why don't we see things from the perspective of who do you let teach your children? Who do you allow in your children's class and who to talk to them? Hey, look, I'm glad every drug dealer that came back from the abyss changed their minds about what they're doing. They realized they were wrong and have now confessed and repented. Great. That is a soul saved. But we are more understanding to those individuals than we are to anyone else. We make excuses for violent behavior by saying, listen, I don't care if he is a black teenager. If he commits a murder, he's a violent brute beast. I don't care about his age. He needs to be sequestered from society because so many people have been dumbed down emotionally and mentally that they no longer see murder as wrong. How do we get to that point? We got to that point because men and leadership roles and men who know better are making excuses for it. They'd rather speak out against someone who says, you're a murderous brute beast. Yes, you are a teenager, but you are a murderous teenage brute beast. You cannot live in civilized society. For anyone who has sympathies to these individuals or sympathies towards people who break law, why don't you move the man with you? If you care so much, if you care about these vagrants so much, instead of standing, giving them money and letting them make our neighborhoods look so bad, why don't you take them somewhere and put them up and shelter them? Why do we have to continue engaging in what you think is right or wrong? So thank you guys for all the father's names that you sent in. Thank you guys for supporting the radio show. We'll see if I can be on a fourth week next Monday. But at this point, we have to stop playing nice games. If you want it to be a village, then start the village. If you want to come together, I cannot unite with evil. And every man is a role model, whether or not he knows it. You know, thank you, Kimberly, for your message that you sent in. I'm very flattered. But Port City Patriots, this is our city. It will be what we make it. Pay attention to what people say and what they don't say, and especially pay attention to what they do. This is Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolix. Thank you, Bob. You're the greatest. And Bob is a good father, too. And his sons, Noah and Hunter and Mitchell, I just really enjoy hanging out at their farm with them. So until next week, Mobile, this is our city. God bless Mobile. God bless America. We'll see you next Monday. Thank you, guys.